and soft on the grasses by the edge of the lake. So you decide to take a breather for a second. It's interesting how the mist is only a foot or two away from you now, and how when you reach out and push your free hand, the hand that isn't holding the talisman, against the mist, you feel it push back, soft, spongy, warm. It takes a moment for you to realize that it is, in fact, the thigh of some vast creature that is kneeling, looming over you, its large hands to either side, mist flowing between them, smiling down, dark, reflective eyes. A siren. Her huge breasts, her unearthly beauty. The way her hair looks like it's waterlogged, but floats eerily in the air as if it were you who were underwater. She's wearing nothing at all, every inch of her on display. And she could have tempted you from across the lake, so this close you know you're doomed. You wonder, why didn't your stone warn you? Heavy. As she says it, the hand around the talisman lets go, and it falls into the sand. But your eyes can't turn away. You smile. Because now that she's this close and letting her presence be known, she's no longer mostly shielding you from the effects of her words. And there is no talisman in hand. Pleasure. The word colors your entire world. Everything is pleasure. Sitting in that cocoon of mist. Seeing her push the bag of stones to the side where it drifts away in the lake. Seeing her push your backpack, nudging it with one of her hands and letting it drift away. Seeing her huge breasts come into view as she lays down, all 12, 13 feet of her laying down on the edge of the lake. Her face so close to you, she's just built to a larger proportion. Not as much as the giants, but somewhere bigger than the Amazon, or at least taller, thin, a wiry strength runs through her. And you no longer have your talisman. Kneel, she says, and you slide from the position of sitting, quickly as possible. You are just kneeling. It is just a fact that you are kneeling, as surely as it is a fact that you feel pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. You made many foolish decisions just now. She seems to take relish in the idea. You reach for your talisman, scrabbling, but you're kneeling and you're facing her, aroused, cowed, with wanting and with awe as you stare at her. But they were mistakes you'd made before, mistakes you were destined to make again. She reaches out. You feel the terrible knowing that in the moment she began speaking to you, you were ensnared, that you are biting your lip, you are shivering, she stopped speaking, and you are trembling because she's no longer speaking. Every word she says, it doesn't make sense to you right now, it seems to be nonsense, but oh, what nonsense it washes across your skin in glory and flame. You would burn in her words willingly. To be near her is to lose yourself in her words, which, though she has ceased speaking, vibrate from every pore of you, leaking from your skin, playing through your ears, her words echoing in you, you colonized by some vast tonal creature that is only what she has said, what she is going to say, and the horrifying, brash, world-filling possibility that she will say anything more. And say more she does. Her prior instructions related to the weight of your bags or the position you were to kneel in. But her new word, and it is just one word, changes the nature and paradigm of your mind. She says, surrender. And your eyes slam shut. Your body slumps, sliding down into the soft grasses. Suddenly there is no need to do anything at all. But lay there and listen. A moment before, there was the brief animal struggle of your mind realizing just how absolutely doomed, dreaded, delighted, satisfied, surrendering, as you are now, you know. You're in her grasp, the cocoon of her mist, that you thought for a brief moment you were just wandering. Bliss. The world is the bliss of surrender. Resistance, the very idea of resistance, is gone. It must be because you've been deprived of your talisman, of course. Yes, of course. You've realized now, have you not? She says. And every word is trembling, glory, flame burning away, mind burning away, body twitching. There was never any talisman at all. As if any of the lords and ladies of the city would let you in. Sirens are famously cruel. Evil, some would say. But the pleasure you're experiencing is anything but. Yet you know they wouldn't allow you entry. They know who you owe your loyalty to. The place you think you came from is one you only visit when you bring her offerings from here on the outskirts. The tithe is paid. You will collect it as you always do, she says. You asked for this game, for me to capture you again, for you to experience the bare moment of wondering just when you would be trapped. And I, in my infinite mercy, provided it. Now... You feel a mist touching your skin, a smoke spun, misty cocoon.